Hello and welcome to this week's Gospel Reflection. Please join me in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit, come by means of the powerful intercession of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, thy well-beloved spouse. Amen. John the Baptist saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. He is the one of whom I said, 'A man is coming after me who ranks ahead of me, because he existed before me.' I did not know him, but the reason why I came baptizing with water was that he might be made known to Israel." John testified further, saying, "I saw the Spirit come down like a dove from heaven and remain upon him. I did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, 'On whomever you see the Spirit come down and remain, he is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit.' Now I have seen and testified that he is the Son of God." In today's gospel, we hear about John the Baptist, and he identifies Jesus Christ as the Savior. Did you ever wonder, how did John the Baptist know? He says very clearly in the gospel that he knows because he heard it from God. God himself revealed it to him. Did you know that John the Baptist, although he's special, we are also special? We are the ones who are baptized with the Holy Spirit by Jesus Christ. We are all temples of the Holy Spirit, and God wishes to guide and direct our lives. God speaks to us, and we often don't take the time to listen. It's important to pray prayers like the Rosary. It's important to pray prayers like the Chaplet of Divine Mercy, but it's also very important that we listen. John the Baptist lived in the desert. This is symbolic for us, that we need to take time to be like John the Baptist, to go out into the desert and be still, away from any distractions, so that we can hear the voice of God, God who speaks in silence, God who speaks through our conscience. Yes, we have to be careful, and we have to discern, is these little tuggings of the heart that I'm getting, are these little inspirations that I'm getting, are they coming from myself, are they coming from the devil, or are they coming from God? If they are peaceful, if they are giving us consolation, and if they are in line with the Ten Commandments, if they are in line with what God's will would be for our lives through our vocation, we should take a risk and do what we feel is pulling on our conscience. At the hour of our death, we'll be judged by our conscience. Obviously, if there's something extraordinary, like you feel like God is saying to go build an ark or do something extravagant, yes, talk to a spiritual director. But if it's something that falls within the bounds of your vocation, if it's something that is in line with the Ten Commandments, if it's something that will glorify God or cause you to grow in virtue, do it. All too often, and I'm guilty of this too, I'll know that something's tugging on my heart that I should do it, and I know that it's the voice of God, and yet something, my self-will, my self-love, keeps me from doing the will of God. Do it. Listen and do it. The darkness that it might seem that you're following, you're taking a step out into a dark region. You don't know what's going to happen, but you hear the voice calling you, the voice of God calling you in a particular direction. Do it. You have the Holy Spirit. You have been baptized. You have been confirmed. It might seem like you're being ridiculous, but you know in your heart that God is calling you to do something. This is the Holy Spirit tugging on you. Something else that we must remember. We have to have a relationship with the Holy Spirit. Jesus said that it was more important for him to go away so that we could receive the Paraclete, we could receive the Advocate. Imagine that, that Jesus preferred to go away so that we could have the Holy Spirit. And yet, what difference does the Holy Spirit make in our lives? Yes, the Holy Spirit is the one guarding and protecting the church, but there's a deeper relationship that can happen. The Holy Spirit wants to use us to reach out into other people's lives. The Holy Spirit gives us charisms at baptism. The Holy Spirit inspires us. The Holy Spirit gives us courage. The Holy Spirit helps to illuminate our minds. The Holy Spirit sanctifies us. Do we have a relationship with the Holy Spirit? Well, how can I build a relationship with the Holy Spirit? First and foremost, you got to pray to the Holy Spirit. Often, people will come to you and ask you for advice. I encourage you, even if you just say, "Come, Holy Spirit," when somebody comes to you and asks you for advice or counsel, it's important, say, "Come, Holy Spirit," even in the back of your mind, even if it's just really quickly. Why? We meet people in our lives who have death in the family. We meet people who will come to us asking us for advice. And you think that your own human wisdom is sufficient. It's not. Have a little bit of distrust in self. Pray as if everything depended on God and act as if everything depended on you. Why? So that after you've given the advice, you don't have to second guess yourself. You say, I went to God. I went to God and my advice wasn't good enough. Well, I asked God for help. You don't have to second guess yourself. I went to God. I said the best that I could. I asked the Holy Spirit to help me. And in this way, two things happen. One, we have peace of soul knowing we did our very best. Two, we invoke the Holy Spirit and we give Him the opportunity to move our hearts and help to direct others. After all, if we're giving somebody counsel, counsel is a gift of the Holy Spirit. Second, it is true that there are charisms that everybody has. These charisms, these special gifts of the Holy Spirit, for example, prophecy, working miracles, healing, hospitality, they're listed in Scripture. All of these charisms originate and have their source in Jesus Christ. So how can I grow in the charisms? How can I grow in my relationship with the Holy Spirit? Grow in your relationship with Jesus Christ. Traditional forms of spirituality, praying the rosary, doing penance, offering sacrifices, this is how you become more united to Jesus and therefore your charisms increase and grow in you. We often forget that the church is charismatic and we all have a gift and we all have to foster our relationship with the Holy Spirit in order to use those gifts for the building up of the body of Christ, the church. St. Maximilian Kolbe tells us that the spouse of the Holy Spirit is the Virgin Mary, and the more we are united to the Virgin Mary, the Holy Spirit flees to us. So many people think, to be charismatic, I must only speak in tongues or I must only pray a certain way. And they say, oh, I don't believe in these rigid devotions. No. If you have a devotion to the Virgin Mary, the devotion par excellence to the Virgin Mary is the Most Holy Rosary. By praying the Holy Rosary, which is the words of sacred scripture, that stirs up the Holy Spirit in us. Invoking the Virgin Mary stirs up the Holy Spirit in us. The Virgin Mary is the spouse of the Holy Spirit. And where the Virgin Mary is, the Holy Spirit goes there. The more Marian you become, the more the Holy Spirit is going to be attracted to you. So let us review. Listen. Listen when you pray. Don't just say words. Be still. Discern. Is this the will of God? And if you know it is, if you have the tingling, act. Don't delay, because that's an act of faith. To act quickly is an act of faith, and God honors that confidence that you have in Him. Don't doubt the will of God. In the words of Mother Angelica, God will do the miraculous if you're willing to do the ridiculous. Sometimes acting might seem a little ridiculous, but if you feel in your soul that this is something God is calling you to do, act. If it's something extraordinary, yes, go to your spiritual director. Number two, invoke the Holy Spirit. Any conversation that you have, invoke the Holy Spirit. Call to mind the Holy Spirit. If you have time, say a longer prayer to the Holy Spirit. Thirdly, grow in your traditional forms of spirituality that unite you to the life of Jesus Christ. The more you are united to Christ, the charisms increase in you. And finally, be Marian. God bless you, God love you, and we'll see you next week.